Here I've been talking about the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ establishes a great unbroken cord of faith that stretches from the beginning of human history, if you can imagine it through that screen, the beginning of human history, all the way through this sanctuary and to the heavenly sanctuary in the city of God, where the cord has been securely fastened and anchored by Jesus. And that we are to step up to that cord and join with those who through the ages have held on by faith. Think about that. We are to step up to the cord and join with those who through the ages have held on by faith. Scripture tells me that our ancestors would not, apart from us, be made perfect. And a few Sundays ago, I talked about how nervous that made me. That the ancestors that have gone on before me are depending on me to step up to that cord of faith and hang on, and to hang on to all those faithful people around me. That's 11:40 in Hebrews. Our ancestors would not, apart from us, be made perfect. And I'm thinking, how in the world am I invited to this party? Have you ever wondered about that? How in the world am I invited to this party when I see the names that are on this list? I mean, we're standing there with the likes of Moses. We're standing there with the likes of the disciples of Jesus. We're standing there with some of the greats, Mother Teresa. We're standing there with all these people, Martin Luther King Jr. Think about the people that we're being asked to stand in the midst of, holding on to this cord of faith that apart from us would not be made perfect. Apart from us would not be made perfect. But I keep asking myself, how can I possibly step up and become a part of a chain of faithful people through the ages? I mean, do you ever feel this way? Is it a bit overwhelming whenever you walk into this church and you think of it, or any church for that matter, and you think of it in that way? It's a little bit overwhelming when we begin thinking about, in January, this church is 160 years old, and all the people that have worshiped in this sanctuary named First Church, not necessarily this one, but the sanctuary named First United Methodist Church of Warsaw. It's a humbling thought, isn't it? Do you ever look at the list that we've talked about and that I've preached on in Hebrews and think, how in God's name can I measure up to that list? How in God's name can I step up to the cord and hang on like some of the people that I know in the history of this church? You know, you may ask yourself questions like, I mean, does God really know me? Does God know how I think? Does God know what I've done in my life? Does God know these things? How in the world can I step up to this cord of faith? Well, quite honestly, if you are in that place, and I know that some of you are, some of you don't participate in this church's fellowship because you think, man, I'm just not good enough. How many of us have heard this? If I walk into that church, or any church, I've heard it in every church I've been a part of, if I walk into that church, the plaster's going to fall off the ceiling. And those that have said that to me in this church, I say, well, you're in luck, we don't have plaster. Right? But you know, how many people, I'm sure all of us could raise our hands and hold up three or four or five fingers and say, I know of this many people who just really don't feel good enough to be a part of this congregation or any congregation. And sometimes it's those people that seem like they got it all together. Have you ever noticed that? Well, today I want to talk about a man that, in my view, as we read a couple things in Scripture this morning, that really probably was in that same place. And so I want to look at Abram's journey today. We come into the story today with God calling Abram to go. And on one hand, Abram's faith really does amaze me. First of all, when I get ready to go, I like to know where I'm going, right? Isn't that always a good place, good thing, you know? I don't accomplish much when I just go. Anybody else in that same? Is anybody out there today? All right. Yeah.